This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. More coronavirus cases are now being reported outside China than inside it, with Italy and Iran in particular seeing their outbreaks spread to nearby countries. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Italy, the epicenter of the virus in Europe, now says it has at least 350 cases. At least 12 have died there. Its so-called red zones, quarantine towns, in the north, remained on lockdown on Wednesday, with troops and police checking vehicles.
Ai malati del coronavirus.
Fear spreading across the country, as many worshippers wore masks to watch Pope Francis express his support for coronavirus sufferers and health workers. European countries have reported new infections linked to the Italian outbreak. In Spain, guests will be holed up in a Canary Islands hotel for 2 weeks after an Italian doctor staying there was diagnosed. And Greece confirmed its first case on Wednesday, while France reported its second death from the virus. Asia remains worst hit, with hundreds of new cases reported on Wednesday alone. While in the Middle East, cases linked to Iran are still spreading, with Kuwait and Bahrain reporting new infections.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. President Trump is defending his administration's response to the coronavirus threat, but senior lawmakers are calling for more money to prepare for a possible outbreak in the U.S. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The administration's made an urgent request for $2.5 billion.
It's at levels I think are appropriate.
But lawmakers on both sides are telling Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar that's not enough.
We will put together a supplemental that will address this issue.
Connecticut's Rosa DeLauro chairs a panel that sets health agency spending. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer is calling for $8.5 billion, more than triple the administration request.
That's Sagar Meghani of the AP reporting. This is VOA News. At least 20 people have been killed in the Indian capital during violent clashes between Hindu and Muslim groups over a new citizenship law. Soraya Ali of Reuters has details.
New Delhi police used tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse stone-throwing crowds. Hospital officials told Reuters they had treated over 200 people since the fighting first intensified on Monday, many suffering severe injuries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence on the matter on Wednesday, appealing for peace between Hindus and Muslims. The law, announced by Modi's nationalist government, makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain Indian citizenship. It has reignited long-standing tensions between the country's Hindu and minority Muslim groups.
That's Soraya Ali of Reuters. A bombing in Afghanistan's capital city Kabul Wednesday injured at least 9 civilians, the first significant violence during the week-long reduced fighting period agreed to between U.S.-backed Afghan security forces and the Taliban. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said the improvised explosive device was planted in a motorcycle. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, but the Taliban swiftly denied its involvement, saying the blast seems to be the malicious work of intelligence networks trying to create distrust. A 7-day reduction in violence began last Saturday, and it is set to culminate with the signing of a peace agreement between the United States and the Taliban scheduled for this Saturday in Doha, Qatar. A federal appeals court is siding with the Trump administration's stand on grant money for so-called sanctuary cities. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The ruling by the Second Circuit in Manhattan says the administration can hold back law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with immigration enforcement. It reverses a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and 7 states. Federal appeals courts in Chicago, Philadelphia, and San Francisco have ruled against the federal government in similar cases. The Justice Department called the decision a major victory for Americans. The American Civil Liberties Union says this is the government's attempt to bully, cajole, and coerce state and local governments to participate in federal immigration enforcement. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And 5-time major tennis tournament winner Maria Sharapova has retired from the game at age 32. Sharapova, a Wimbledon champion at 17, has been dealing with several injuries in recent years and played only 2 matches this season, both of them losses. Once thought to be a rival for multiple Grand Slam winner Serena Williams of the United States, Sharapova managed only 2 victories over Williams in 22 matches. I'm David Berg, VOA News.